Roethlisberger, what kind of problems does he present for you guys on the front line?
Oh, man, he's a great quarterback. He's been a great quarterback in this league for a long time. I would say that he's definitely a tough sack. You see a lot of guys hanging off of him once they get to him. Their offensive line has played really well so far this year, and he's just a dynamic quarterback as far as, you know, being able to stand in the pocket and roll out. And he's not looking to run when he rolls out. He's looking to throw it. So.
You looking forward to Le'Veon Bell?
No, you're never looking forward to somebody that can, you know, hop in and hop out and break out of cuts super fast. And he makes you really stay really disciplined in your gap assignments and stuff like that. So you just got to be prepared.
He's big.
It's not bigger than me.
No.
Okay. So I don't got much to worry about.
He's big for a back.
Yeah.
Nick was talking about his style just being so unique. How do you guys get used to that? You just watch some film and.
I mean, you can try to emulate it as much as you want. You can have guys out there going, playing slow into the line and making their cuts and stuff like that. But you won't feel it until you feel it. And I've played him two times before. And just seeing how much he makes you stay in your gap and play your responsibility and not, you know, peekaboo into the next gap, he really does a really good job of that. And then if you do that, he finds a way to cut up for about 5 to 7 yards. So.
Does anybody else play like that?
No, I've never seen a running back with that much patience, right? I mean, there's running backs out there that have patience and find their holes and hit it, but he just has a little bit more than I've ever seen.
How are you feeling?
Feel good.
Akeem, I know you guys are surprised. Being able to kind of sudden change situations, but obviously the Atlanta game, you didn't turn the ball over and that kept you in it. Is that going to be one of the keys for your defense to make sure that you're not put in bad positions?
That is definitely always one of the focuses. You know, takeaways, that's one of the biggest stats in football. As many times as you can keep the ball in your quarterback's hands and your offense's hands, that's exactly what you want to do. And the flip side of that is creating takeaways, right? And I'm sure you guys have all heard that a million times, but that's the focus.